摩太前后书.
Let's continue to study 1st and 2nd Timothy.
我复习一下, 提摩太有几个优点.
And let us review how many virtues did Timothy have.
从小明白圣经.
He understand the scripture from infancy.
That's one. 第二个, 来,
how many virtues does Timothy have?
Daniel, 提摩太还有什么优点? 啊? 他很顺服, 你怎么看出来他很顺服?
How did you tell that he was very submissive?
很顺服. 提摩太有好名声,
did Timothy have good name?
提摩太有无畏的信心,
and Timothy have an unfearful faith.
啊, 提摩太能够吃苦,
and he can bear the suffering.
我想这个好名声啊, 就是从信心来, 也从爱心来, 也从吃苦来的。
And I believe the good name is derived from love, from faith, and also from toilment that he suffered.
我们这个青年哦, 要追求好的名声。
Therefore, as a youth, we must pursue after good name.
将来才能够做神的工作。
So in the future, that we may do the work for the Lord.
我们上一次讲到 B 的 one 哈, different doctrine.
The last time we discussed of the different doctrine.
第二个讲了没有?
Have we discussed the second one? B 2 on page 26.
第二个开始哈，提摩太前书第一章第四节。
We'll start from B 2, 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 4.
你不可以听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这一等事情只生辩论。 不发明神在信上所立的帐篷。这里保罗勉励提摩太啊，不要为着家谱跟荒谬的话语在努力。
And here Paul encouraged Timothy that do not devote themselves to the myth and endless genealogy.
因为信主要家谱不重要。
Because after we believe in the Lord, the genealogy is no longer important.
提摩后书里面再进一步的解释。
And 2 Timothy, one step deeper, it describes
第四章
chapter 4
第三节。因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。第四节。并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。这里说时候到了，人要厌烦纯正的道理。And
yet tell us the time will come when men will not put up to the sound doctrine.
所以开始在查经，就打瞌睡。
So when we begin Bible study, we'll become drowsy.
厌烦纯正的道理,
because that we no longer have interest to the truth.
耳朵发痒就要听一些能够抓痒的,
and our ear is itched. We want to listen to the truth that we can itch our ears.
讲一些有趣的啦，有笑的啦, 大家就很有精神。
And when we discuss something interesting or funny, everyone will be in spirit.
这里讲说随从情欲增添好些师傅。
And here it says that to suit their own desire, they gather around them a great numbers of teachers.
这个是当时他们要防卫的一个一点。
And this is one of the points that they must be aware at the present time.
我们昨天讲到这里。
And this is where we discussed it yesterday.
现在第三点。
And the third point.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2,
16节,
verse 16.
但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。 17节,
verse 17.
他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大。 其中有徐米乃和菲利图
18节18节
他们偏离了真道，说复活的事已经过了，就败坏好些人的信心。这里说要远避世俗的虚谈。
And you tell us that we must avoid godless chatter.
这个世俗就是没有神的在为中心的虚谈。
It is our the conversation without God as thesis.
当时他们的世俗虚谈就是讲说 基督还没有复活。
And at that time, the godless chatter, that is what they're discussing, that is the Christ has not yet raised from the dead.
现在我们没有这种世俗的虚谈。
And now,
没有。
Now we don't have this godless chatter.
我们现在这个世俗的趣谈就其他方面。
But right now, the godless conversation, the worldly conversation we have is in other aspect.
讲一些世界的事情。
We discuss of the matter of the world.
来教会里面讲世俗的事情。
We come to the church and we discuss the worldly matter.
让听见的人信心得不到造就。
So when those people who heard, their faith cannot be edified.
啊，年轻人来教会就讲电影。
And when the youth they come to the church, they will talk about a movie. 啊，
计划看电影。
And they make plans. They want to go to see a movie.
圣经里面的人物不太熟。
And they don't know about the character in the Bible.
但电影明星演的几部电影很熟。
But when the movie star play, they know every one of them clearly.
这个会影响信仰。
And this may influence our faith.
所以我们在教会里面要训练我们的敬虔。
Therefore, in our church, we must train our godliness.
不要把世界的事情带到教会。
We must not bring the matter of the world into the church.
教会是唯一能够洗净我们心灵的地方。
And church is the only place we can wash away our heart clean.
所以我们人在世界上打滚以后，就希望来教会能够心灵得到安静。
And after we indulge ourselves in the world, we hope that after we come to the church, we may obtain a peace in our heart.
如果我们再把世界的事情带到教会来，
if we bring the worldly matter to the church,
那么我们来到教会就得不到什么属灵的造就。
Then we come to the church, we cannot receive any spiritual edification.
那这个教会对我们来讲灵性就没有作用。
And the church to us in this aspect will be useless to our spirituality.
所以我们要训练不要把世界的事情带到教会来。
Therefore, we must train ourselves not to bring any worldly matter into the church.
因为那些会俗化这个教会。
Because all those matters may worldlyize the church.
请看提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
二十节。
Verse 20.
提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。21节。
21.
已经有人自称有这个学问，就偏离了真道。这里说你要躲避世俗的虚谈。
And yet tell us that we must turn away from godless chatter.
敌真道似是而非的学问。
Also the opposing idea, which is falsely called knowledge.
我们今天需要抵挡有很多假的这个假的属灵知识。
And today we must be against many false spiritual teaching.
现在基督教界里面 出版很多的书。
And today in the Christianity, they has published a number of books.
这个很多的书里面都有一点毒素。
And many of the book, the within the book, they have poison within the book.
所以我们在读这个外教会出版的书要很小心。
Yeah, but when we read the book which published by other denomination, we must be very careful.
要会分辨。
We must be able to discern.
你如果读了全部都把它吸收进来。
And if you read the book and it absorbs everything that was in it,
迟早会中毒的。
And now or later that you will be poisoned.
因为这里面有很多不纯的东西。
Because within those, there are many impure teaching.
我在神学院里面读过一年半。
And I studied
at 外教会神学院。
I went to another denomination's theological school for 1.5 years.
在那个上课当中
，in the middle of classes，
我跟你说，现在的这个外教会，他们的教会在做什么？你看神学院就晓得。
And what the other denomination is doing right now, their church, you can tell by the theological school.
因为这个神学院是在培养教会的。的工人
，because the theological school is training the worker of the church.
所以你可以从神学院了解现在教会一般的教会在做什么。
Yeah, but from their theological school, you may understand what all the churches doing right now.
圣经说人耳朵发痒不听纯的道理。
And the Bible tells their ear has become itched. They will not put up to sound doctrine.
有一次我去修一门课，读马可福音。
And once I went to study a class, and they study the book of Mark.
他们念了一段之后。
After they read a verse,
现在就开始来解释。
They began to define.
开始解释就发挥。
And after they began to discuss, they will reveal their thought.
就开始讲到中南美洲。
They began to discuss about Central and South America.
还有讲到女权运动。
They discussed the ERA.
然后讲到雷根的这个增加这个武器的预算。
And they discussed of the budget increased by the Reagan administration in the defense.
那些我看那些学生啊, 他听得很有味道。
And it seems to me all the students, when they heard this, they
他大概,
show great interest.
他们从来没有发现说马可福音读来读去竟然可以读到雷根增加武器来。
And they never imagined, study the book of Mark, they can discuss to the topic where Reagan is adding, increasing the budget for the defense.
所以现在这个一般的教会里面啊，教会里面掺杂的很多的社会运动、政治运动、女权运动在里面。
Therefore, today, in many of the churches, they include the Equal Rights Amendment of the world and also the society movement.
这些世俗的东西都带进来。
And they bring in all the worldly matters into the church.
所以你现在在世界这个教会里面，你要找到一个很属灵的教会很困难。
Therefore, today in the world, you want to find a very spiritual church is very difficult.
因为现在教会大部分教会变成一个社交中心。
Because nowadays, most of churches have become a place to socialize.
每一个人去那里交朋友。
Every people go to the church to find a friend.
所以现在的教会里面就要提供每一个人有兴趣的。
Therefore now, in church, they must provide what is interest to the common man.
因此这教会就走向这条路来。
Therefore the church was establishing toward this direction.
所以现在很多的教会，如果你纯讲属灵的道理。
Therefore today, if there are many churches, you just speak to them the truth, spiritual truth.
不讲社会改革、政治运动、女权运动。
And you want to discuss of the social movement and equal rights amendment movement.
教会信徒会跑掉很多。
And they will lose the numbers of believers.
这个是基督教界里面的一个变化。
And this is the change in Christianity.
所以我们教会要相当谨慎。
Therefore, our church must be very aware.
要保守我们教会，不要受到这个异端的影响。
We must preserve our church so that we may not be influenced by the false doctrine.
再看提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第10节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10.
第3节。
Verse 3.
如果有人传异教，不奉我们主耶稣基督纯正的话语，与那合乎敬虔的道理。第4节。Verse
4.
他是至高至大，一无所知，专好辩论，争辩言辞，终究就分出嫉妒纷争、毁谤。第5节。Verse
5.
那坏的心术丧失真理的人，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。第6节。Verse
6.
然后敬虔加上制度，便是大力。啊，这里说有一种人传异教。
And yet there's type of people they are preaching the false doctrine.
跟主耶稣纯的话也不同。
It is different from the sound instruction of Lord Jesus Christ.
第5节。
Verse 5.
说这种人以敬虔做得力的门路。
And this type of people who have been robbed of truth and who think that godliness is a mean to financial gain.
圣经里面讲假先知有两个特色。
The Bible describes there are two distinct characters of false prophets.
一个贪财，一个就是淫乱。
First, sexual immorality. Second, covenants.
那旧约新约都是一样。
It's the same in the Old Testament and also the New Testament.
所以这个假的教训，假的道理里面，很多人用这个道理来做得钱的这个路径。
Therefore, the false truth and false doctrine, many people use this as the method to gain financial wealth.
好像说我们现在打开电视，有很多福音电台。
Just now that we open the TV, we see many gospel channels.
你看他是在传福音。
You saw them. They are indeed preaching the gospel.
但是他真正里面的动机在做什么？
But what is their true motive?
有一个，我看到一篇文章，
and I read an article.
有一个人专门对这个福音电台、电视台做一个这个研究调查。
They make an investigation toward specifically the gospel channel.
然后他写很多信给这个福音电台。
And then he wrote numbers of letters to the gospel channel.
说他想要信耶稣。
And he wants to believe in Jesus.
然后再看这个福音电台怎么反应。
And he will see how the gospel channel react to his request.
后来他做一个结论。
And he make a conclusion.
说现在的福音电台啊，
now the gospel channel,
他关心你有没有奉献，超过于关心你有没有去教会聚会。
They're concerned that whether you make offering more than whether you go to the church.
所以他每一次聚完会都要强调说这个节目是要靠你们来支持。
Therefore, that's why at the end of the program, they often emphasize that this program needs your help to survive.
很多人捐钱。
And many people contribute their wealth.
那么这个人写信给他说我要信耶稣。
And this person writes the letter to them and says, I want to believe in Jesus.
差不多90%的电台一次他就没有再回信。
And about 90% of the gospel channel did not give him a response.
所以这个福音电台的这些创办人啊，都把传福音当作是一种企业。
Therefore, the established church of the gospel channel, they consider the gospel channel as a career. And from this, that they receive a great wealth.
本来在这个电视台传讲那个福音的人, 他是传道人, 传道人圣经的特质就是生活要很简单朴素。
And those who preach the gospel in the gospel channel, they are the preacher. And the distinct point of the preacher, they must live a very simple life.
但是因为他们从这个福音电台得到很多钱,
but because they obtain a great wealth from the gospel channel,
他们只过着世界第一流的生活,
live the first class life of the world.
当然他不愿意放弃,
of course, they are unwilling to let it go.
所以他是披着这个传福音的这个羔羊的皮,
therefore, they put on the skin of the lamb to preach the gospel.
为的是要得到钱财的利益,
so they may receive the wealth.
还有就是要得到名声,
and second, they want to receive fame.
所以最近有一个美国很出名的一个这个福音电台的一个传道人,
they have recently one of the very well-known preacher in the gospel channel.
他已经在为就1988年的美国总统竞选在开始在铺路。
He's already making the way for the election campaign of 1988, presidential election.
所以这个美国这个地方啊, 很多奇奇怪怪的事情发生。
There in the United States, there are many strange things that do take place.
但是他们是披着很好听的名传福音。
But they were scanned a very sound word to preach the gospel.
这个也是魔鬼一种作为。
And this is also a work of Satan.
再看第五个。
And the fifth.
提摩太前书第4章第1节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
提摩太前书第4章第1节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。这里说在末世的时候有人会离弃纯正的道理。
And yet tell us in the last day that some will abandon the truth.
然后 听从引诱人的邪灵和魔鬼,
following the deceiving spirit and things taught by demons.
我们教会要传给外教会的信徒,
and our church want to preach the gospel to the believer of other denominations.
有一次有一个长老会的这个牧师,
and once of the pastor from the Presbyterian church,
遇到我们教会传道,
and met the pastor of our church.
他说你有你的羊群,
he said, you have your sheep,
我也有我的羊群,
and I have my sheep.
你怎么跑来偷牵我的羊群?
Why did you come to my sheep to steal my sheep?
他们认为说我们传福音是偷牵他的羊。
And they consider that we preach the gospel to their believer is that we are stealing their sheep.
好像这个商业里面在挖角一样。
And it seemed that we are constantly trying to get people from other places as in business.
我们为什么要传福音?
Why are we to preach the gospel?
最重要的原因就是因为别人传的道理错误。
The most important reason is because others, the truth that they preach, is not correct.
我们知道我们的道理是对的,
and we know the gospel that we preach is true.
所以我们要传这个正道给他,
and we must preach the truth to them,
让他能够得救,
so they can be saved.
这个是最基本的原因,
this is the basic reason.
我们传福音并没有其他的目的说要把其他教会的信徒要挖过来减少他们增加我们的,
and we preach the gospel, we don't have the bad intention that is to increase our own member and decrease the member of other denominations.
所以很多教会不能够明白,
therefore many churches, they are unable to understand.
为什么你要在基督徒里面传福音?
Why? You must preach the gospel among the Christians.
你应该是去非基督徒的地方传福音才对啊。
They say that you should preach the gospel to the non-Christians.
我们已经信耶稣二三十年了。
We already believe in Jesus for 20 and 30 years.
还来跟我们传真耶稣的教会道理。
And you come to preach to me the truth regarding true Jesus Church.
这是什么意思?
What is the meaning of this?
你应该用你的力量去传给那个还没有听过耶稣道理的人才对啊。
You should use your truth to preach the gospel to those who never heard about Jesus.
一般的教会的看法,
and the view of ordinary denominations,
所有的教会都是一样,
all the church is the same,
都是拜相同的耶稣,
and they worship the same Jesus.
所以你只要去教会聚会,
if as long you go to church to attend the service,
去哪一个教会都可以,
whether which church that you go is fine, they say.
所以他们不主张太分别教派, 主张教派联合。
Therefore they don't emphasize on the distinction of denomination, but rather they emphasize on combination of the denomination.
但是我们教会觉得,
but our church that we feel,
我们教会是跟他们不一样,
we are different from all of them.
我们跟他不一样不是说我们想要不一样而不一样,
and we are different from them because the does not mean that we think that we want to be different.
原因就是得救的关键道理不同。
And the reason is because the key point of salvation is different.
所以教会如果要合一，不是说我们现在来讲讲和。
Therefore, the church to be united as one does not mean let us now have a compromise.
好，我们跟长老会大家来讲和，我们现在合在一起。
Let's have a compromise with the Presbyterian church so we can all be one.
这个没有用。
This is useless.
教会要合一，就是要在基础上合一。
In order for the church to be united as one, we must be united in the foundation.
这个基础就是教义。
And the foundation is the doctrine.
所以教义不同就没有办法合在一起。
If we have different doctrine, then we cannot gather together as one.
所以我们教会在看众教会跟众教会在看我们不一样。
Therefore, the way that we see other denominations and the way other denominations see us is different.
其他的教会看真耶稣教会。
In other churches, they see through Jesus' church.
他们认为所有教会都是一样。
And they consider all the church is the same.
只有你不合群。
And only you are different.
因为你觉得别人跟别人不一样。
Because you feel that you are different from others.
我们教会看其他的教会。
And our churches view other denominations.
到目前为止。
Up until now.
只有我们有得救的道。
Only we have the truth to be saved.
其他教会还没有完全得救的道。
And other churches do not possess the truth to be saved.
所以我们没有办法跟他合一。
Therefore, we cannot be united as one with them.
差别就在这里。
And here are the difference.
所以你在看这个，我们现在这个美国有个世界日报中文的。
Therefore, you see,the World Journal, the Chinese newspaper,
他有把所有的哦，我在南加州看，所有南加州所有基督教会的这个教会聚会时间地址都写出来。
And they have written published all the churches and their location and the time of meeting in the Chinese newspaper.
但是只有真耶稣教会找不到。
The only True Jesus Church was not on them.
我知道有一个教会信徒试着要写信告诉他们。
And I know that one of the believers tend to write a letter to them.
请你可以不可以把我们教会的聚会登到上面去？
That can you put our name, the True Jesus Church, on the paper?
但是被他们拒绝。
We were rejected by them.
所以我们教会这个传教义，这个是一种真理，对魔鬼的作为的一个征战。
Therefore, to preach our doctrine is the truth. It is the struggle against the Satan.
也是神跟鬼的一个征战。
And also the struggle between God and demon.
所以我们要在这方面 要很警醒。
Therefore, must be aware in this aspect.
不要认为你一讲真耶稣教会就觉得可耻。
Do not consider when you discuss of true Jesus Church, you feel disgrace.
人问你说什么教会？
And people ask you what is the name of your church?
我信耶稣了。
I believe in Jesus.
我就是基督教的里面的一教。
And I am a denomination within the denomination.
我是中国人的教会。
And I belong to the Chinese Church.
一直讲就是真的讲不出来。
And you said it loud, but you cannot say the name, the truth.
一讲到真的，眼睛不敢看人。
And when you said the word true, Jesus Church, when you mentioned the word true, you bow your head, dare not to see others.
好像说，当我们讲真耶稣教会的时候，我们觉得很惭愧。
And it seems that when we said the word true, Jesus Church, we feel disgrace.
如果你有真的东西
，if you have the truth,
没别人没有这个真的东西
，and others don't have the truth,
你应该觉得荣耀才对。
You should feel glorious.
那为什么当你对别人没有真的东西，讲你有真的东西，还觉得不好意思，好像做错了事情。
And why when you said to others that you know you have the truth and others don't have the truth, when you said to them, you feel that you are very disgraceful.
这个就是对我们教会还没有了解。
This is that we don't have a clear understanding to our church.
还没有缺乏，还缺乏信心。
We are still lack of faith.
所以我们应该觉得真耶稣教会，我是真耶稣教会信徒，这个是一个荣耀。
Therefore, we must feel they are the true Jesus Church, and we, the believer of true Jesus Church, you must be honored.
那别人问你，你就可以讲我是真耶稣教会信徒。
When others ask you, you can say, "I am the believer of True Jesus Church."
Okay. 所以，我们再看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter two.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Second Thessalonians, chapter two,
第九节。
Verse nine.
在294页。
Second Thessalonians, chapter two, verse nine.
这个不法的人来是要照着撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的事。第十节
Verse
10, 并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因为他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。十一节
Verse 11,
故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚妄，使一切不信真道的人到喜爱不义的人都必定罪这里说这些不法的人照着撒旦的运动能够行各样的 异能神机和骑士。
And yet recorded all the lawless men, according to the will, the mind of Satan, they are able to perform miracles and wonders and signs.
我们要判断一个教会是不是真的。
We must discern whether a church is true or not.
不能够从神机骑士入门。
We cannot start from discerning upon the miracles and wonders.
你有没有看过这个南加州的电视台里面有一个传福音的，当场行神机给你看
？And have you saw the gospel channel? One of the preacher of the channel.Perform the miracle for you to see.
他会行神迹啊
，He can perform miracle.
但是你听他讲的道理跟我们教义有没有一样
？But when you heard the truth that he preached, is that in accordance to the old doctrine?
不一样
，It's different.
所以神迹不能用来判断真教会。
Therefore, the miracle cannot be used to discern whether the church is the truth or not.
要看他们的真理。
You must seek upon their doctrine.
那这第十节说
，In verse ten it says,
他们不领受真爱真理的心。
And they refuse to love the truth.
所以神给他们一个生发错误的心。
Therefore, God gave them a heart so that they will perish.
这个是什么意思？
What is the meaning of this?
一个人如果不谦卑，
if a person is not humble,
不愿意领受纯的道理，
and not willing to receive the truth,
那么神就改变他的心，让他的心硬道理。
And God will change his heart, so his heart may be callous to the end.
从此他就没有办法得到道理。
Therefore, from now on, he will never.Receive the truth.
好像都是法老王
Just as Pharaoh.
法老王起初神要叫他悔改
There, God, at the very beginning, the God wanted Pharaoh to repent.
但是法老意志坚硬
But Pharaoh was hard in his mind.
所以后来神就使法老的心刚硬到底
Therefore, God caused the heart of Pharaoh to be callous to the end.
所以神能够有理由来刑罚他
So that God may have the will to punish him.
所以对谦卑的人
Therefore, those who are humble,
神开启他的心
and God will open their heart.
他得到救恩
He receives salvation.
对骄傲的人
to those who are proud,
把他神给他的心蒙蔽起来
and God will close their mind.
他就得不到真理
So he cannot receive God.
这个是魔鬼的一个作为
and this is the work of the Satan.
就是用假的道理来欺骗人，引导人
That is use the false doctrine to deceive others, to lead others into astray.
用假的道理来引导别人离开救恩，魔鬼用这个计谋所成功的比率啊，比用钱财、用这个情欲来引导人犯罪，我想还成功。
And by using the false doctrine to lead others into went astray, and I believe this is the way that Satan used this much more successful compared to using wealth, money, and sexual immorality.
因为你可以看这个世界上有多少人被这假的道理、不纯的道理。控制的
Because you can see today how many people are controlled by the false doctrine.
B 的一二三四五啊，大家有什么意见
？Do you have any question toward section B 1-5?
或者你有什么问题
？Or you have any question?
我现在讲 C.
Now discuss our point C.
为什么要为真道打美好的仗
？And why we must fight a beautiful battle for the truth?
请看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy
第四章
Chapter 4
提摩太后书第四章
Second Timothy Chapter
第七节
Verse 7
那美好的仗我已经打过了当跑的路我已经跑尽了所信的道我已经守住了第八节
Verse 8
从此由公义的冠冕为我存留就是按着公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的不但要赐给我也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人保罗在监狱里面写的最后一封书信就是提摩太后书
And the last letter written by Paul is the Second Timothy
当保罗写提摩太后书的时候
When Paul wrote the Second Timothy
就在讲他的遗言
He is discussing of his final word
就是七节第七节到第八节
That is verse 7 and verse 8
那美好的仗我已经打过
I have fought the good fight
这个仗就是福音的仗传福音的
仗 And this fight is the gospel the fight of preaching the gospel
第八节
Verse 8,
从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
这就是天上的赏赐。
And this is the reward in heaven.
大家想想看。
Let us think.
我们将来要在天国的赏赐，每一个人相同还是每一个人不同
？Every one of us will receive the same or different reward in the heavenly kingdom.
请你根据圣经来讲你的意见。
And please give your opinion in accordance to the Bible.
我没有出这个。要你们写考卷的，但是我上课问的问题就是考试。
I didn't give you homework and test, but the question that I asked during the class time is the test.
如果你答对六题就及格。
If you can answer six of them, then you pass.
答对少于六题要重修。
And if you miss more than if you miss just one, then you must retake the class.
请你找出圣经节的根据来讲说，我们将来天国的赏赐是都一样，还是每一个人不同？那么根据什么？
Therefore, from the Bible, let us try to find, are we receiving the same blessing and reward in the heavenly kingdom? If not, let us go from the Bible reference to find the aspect.
22:12讲什么？
What is saying in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12?
启示录22:
The book of Revelation, chapter 22,
12节
verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。这个有没有办法看出说将来报应不同
？And from this, can we see that we will be repaid differently?
照个人所行的报应他。
The God will repay everyone according to what he has done.
有一点哈。
Just one point here, a bit.
还有没有？哥林多前书15:
First Corinthians chapter 15.
40节啊。
Verse 40.
有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。天上形体荣光一样，地上形体的荣光也是一样。40节。
41.
日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这星和那星的荣光也有分别。42节。
42.
死人复活也是这样。哦，这里讲说将来死人复活就好像日月星辰。
And you tell us the resurrection of the dead in the future will be like the star, the moon.
Daniel, 我听到这么专心，你在将来你是像太阳还是像月亮还是像星星啊？啊 ，Daniel， 啊，星星哦。你看太阳很亮
，See the sun is very bright。
也没有办法睁眼看太阳。
Can we open our eyes to see sun directly?
月亮比太阳差很多。
A moon is quite different.
你可以睁眼看月亮。
You can open your eyes to see the moon.
但是虽然差很多，月亮很亮。
Even though that there's a difference in radiance between moon and the sun, but the moon is also very bright.
中国话说，天窗前门月明月光啊，疑是地上霜。
And in the Chinese, Psalm, this says that the moon in the window, well, I can't define it.
抬头望明月，低头思故乡。所以可见说，可见说这个太月亮在晚上很亮。
And from here that we can see the moon is very bright.
我们教会有一个信徒
，and I believe they will have a believer in our church.
晚上去钓鱼。
You went to fishing that night
在台湾
in Taiwan.
半夜要回家的时候
and on his way home,
五六条蛇一直追他
and at midnight, the 5-6 snake chased after him.
他为什么看得到蛇
Why can he see the snake?
就是月亮很亮
Because the moon was very bright.
所以这个月亮很亮
Therefore, the radiance of the moon is indeed very bright.
但是你看这个没有月的时候
But you look up about the time when there's no moon.
天上有星星
There is a star in heaven.
哪一颗星最亮
Which star considered the most splendorous?
啊，北斗七星，北斗七星是不是都一样亮
？And there's that
都一样，北极星最亮。
Which star is the most brightest?
所以你知道那个美国的潜水艇怎么样定方位吗
？Therefore, did you know that how does the submarine of the United States to set up their position?
它潜在海里面怎么知道现在跑到哪里
？And how do we know that when they are in How do they know where the submarine is now when they are in the sea?
一个方法就是用北极星做定方位。
One way by using the North Star.
那这个太阳、月亮、星星这个光度不一样，就是指的将来我们在天国每一个人不一样。
A difference in splendor between the sun, the moon, and the star refers to that every one of us, our reward in the heaven will be different.
我们现在坐在这里，每一个人都一样。
Now every one of us, we sit here, we are the same.
将来每一个人都不一样。
We will all be different.
有人会像太阳
Some will shine like a sun.
像月亮
Some will be like moon.
有人像星星
Some will be like star.
星星里面有的像 北极星。
Within the star, just some bright as the North Star.
有的一点点快要熄灭。
And some just only little radiance.
那这个人的荣耀不同，靠什么来
？But the glory of man is different. Where does that come from?
请我们找出一节圣经节来证明，说我们人将来的荣耀决定在两个重要因素。
And please from the Bible find that the glory of man in the future is based on two major reasons.
第一个是什么？第二个是什么？
What is the first reason?
圣经节来讲。
And the second reason.
我们将来在天国赏赐不一样。
And in the future, our reward in heaven is different.
要决定我们的赏赐有两个因素。请我们找出两节圣经节来讲这两节因素。
And there's two major reasons why to appoint the differences in our reward in the heaven.And please find the two verses that describe this.
那讲什么？
And what does the verse describe?
诗篇十八篇二十四节。
And Psalm number 18, verse 24.
所以耶和华按我的公义，按我在他眼中的清洁，偿还我。这个间接的。
And this is indirectly.
栽种的和浇灌都一样，将来个人要照自己的功夫得赏赐。这个是在讲什么？
What does this describing here?
讲做圣工。
It's doing the holy work.
将来要决定我们在天国的赏赐多大，一个原因就是做圣工。
And how to judge that our reward in heaven is based on the holy work that we perform.
你做多赏赐就多。
The more that you do, your reward will be great.
你做少赏赐就少。
And the less that you do, you will have fewer.Reward.
这里说要照个人的功夫得赏赐。
And yet tell us that every person will be rewarded according to what he has done.
还有一个因素。
And there's another major reason.
请看马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13,
四十三节。
Verse 43.
马太福音十三章四十三节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 43.
那时义人在他父的国要发光出来，像太阳。父的国是谁的国？
And the kingdom of their father. Whose kingdom is it?
父就是神。
Father is God.
父的国就是神的国。
And the kingdom of the father is the kingdom of God.
也就是天国。
That is the heavenly kingdom.
将来义人在天国要发光像太阳。
And in the future, the righteous will shine like a sun in the kingdom of God.
发光像太阳就是指着赏赐大。
And the shine like a sun, this prefigure, they receive great reward.
那义人是讲什么？
And what does righteous refer to?
灵修好。
That is refer to those who have good spiritual cultivation.
所以灵修好的人将来赏赐就大。
Even those who have good spiritual cultivation, their reward in the heaven in the future will be great.
做工多了将来就赏赐大。
And those who perform a great deal of work, their reward in heaven will be great.
所以保罗为真道打仗了，就是为了将来得到赏赐。
Yeah, Paul fought the battle for the of gospel is that he may receive reward in the heavenly kingdom.
我常常把保罗跟这个所罗门做一个比较。
And I often compare King Solomon to Apostle Paul.
所罗门跟保罗啊，我们要看他生跟死。
And Solomon and Paul, you must view their time of life and the death.
所罗门跟保罗生活活着的时候有什么差别
？And what are the difference in life between Solomon and Paul?
所罗门活着的时候他有什么？
And when Solomon was alive, what does he possess? And what type of life did he live? Did he have wealth?
Power.
I believe that Solomon had almost everything. Have money, have power, have wisdom, live a very pleasurous life, and everybody respect him. And this is something that we're pursuing in our life.
保罗传道的时候过怎样生活
？What type of life did he live while he was preaching the gospel?
请你们找圣经的找出来。
What type of life did Paul live while he was preaching the gospel?
哥林多后书十一章
，Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
First, 第一个哦
，First,
被打
，He was beaten.
第二个
，Second,
船坏。
That he suffered shipwreck.
第三个
Third, the danger from the river and danger from bending.
四
The fourth,
遭危险就对了啊，过着危险的生活。
that he lived a dangerous life.
后来, 不睡,
he didn't have good sleep.
哦, 肚子饿,
he suffered hungry.
后来,
cold.
没有衣服穿,
was naked, have no clothes to wear,
内心的挂虑,
and the anxiety of his heart,
为了教会的挂虑,
and worry for the church.
我们要看看他们对人生的结论,
and let's now see their conclusion of life.
保罗要死的时候,
when Paul is about to die,
他对人生的结论是什么?
What is his conclusion for the life? And what is his conclusion toward the value of life?
刚刚读过,
we just read 2 Timothy
七节八节,
chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
所罗门要死的时候, 他对他的一生做一个称一称重量多少,
在哪里? And what did Stephen made by Solomon before his death?
Okay.
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 2.
这个是做, 这个是收,
and that, the first, the life is to sow, and death is to reap, to harvest.
如果我们大家来说,
and to every one of us, I believe when we are alive, we like to be King Solomon.
你们在选科学的时候,
when you study the major, how many people select a major for the sake of the gospel?
当然大家都是选将来怎么样找好工作收入。
Of course, that we all find a major, how can we get to find a good job?
所以我们活着的时候,
yeah, but when we are alive,
我们大家都希望做所罗门,
we like to be King Solomon.
但是等我们快要死的时候,
but when we are about to die,
我们希望能够像保罗,
we like to be Paul.
荣誉的冠冕为我存留,
there's a crown of righteousness prepared for me.
那么这怎么有可能呢?
And how is it possible?
你没有中 保罗的生活,
and without living the life of Paul, how can you receive the blessing of Paul? And this is the contradiction of men. Therefore, this is a warning to us. Today, what is your goal with your life? And if your purpose is following the direction of Solomon, that is, you have fame. That is, you have the degree.
车子买到,
you have bought your car.
过来房子买到,
and you have bought the house.
过来妻子娶到,
and you have married a wife.
过来孩子也有了,
and you have the child.
五子登科了,
and they all have a very good degree.
过来就想说怎样去度假,
and then you say, how can you go to have a vacation?
你的生活很如意,
and your life is very pleasurous.
对,
right, everybody admire you. Just like the way that they admire Solomon. But at the age of 40, you're about to die. What will you receive? That is the word Solomon said. Everything is vanity. Can you bring the contract of your possession to the tomb? No, you cannot. But the more you toil, the greater your blessing will be. Therefore, the youth must pinpoint the goal of life. This is the trend of the world. Everybody wants to be King Solomon. But the goal of Christian is to be Paul. And ask yourself, where are you standing now? Let's bow our head and pray in silence.